Physical on 4ZZZ Queer Radio.
Let's get physical, single. I wanna get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk. Your body talk. Let me hear your body talk.
It is time for picks. It is picking time. Hi, Shai Lewis. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. Happy New Year.
It's so good to see you and see so much of you as well.
Because we're sitting here in the studio next to Naked.
That's right.
I am sitting in the studio here next to Naked, across from next to Naked, and next to Naked, and next to Superman.
Yes.
Who should get the shirt off. Come on, boys. We've got the gay boys with no shirts and the straight boy here sitting with a shirt.
Because tonight...
He's being a good boy.
Because tonight we're talking about pecs.
Yeah. So I thought I'd come into the studio with next to nothing on, just for players and your eye, Sharon.
Yeah, I'm not minding having a look. You're looking damn hot.
It's all right, except for the gut.
I didn't say anything about the gut.
That, as I said, reminds me of former Queer Radio host Aaron Holloway and his partner Jarrett before they moved over to Bremen. How many years ago? So, 3.5 years ago, they went down to Sydney to ARC, the big nightclub.
Yeah, I know ARC quite well. I do the fashion parade down there.
Which has a lot of hot boys often go there. And Aaron said to me, he said, obviously, pecs get sex because it seems to be all they've got. However, when you look further down, they kind of forgot the middle bit because that's really quite.
I don't think I've forgotten about the bottom half. I don't think.
No, I don't think you have. So tonight,
I'm blushing already.
Tonight, we're talking about flexing those pecs because we were leading up to just before Christmas going through
compound exercises.
Compound exercises. So this is the last one.
Yeah, that's right. This is
so
the last.
If you've been hanging out, here we are.
This is my favorite. This is all about the chest, and the actual physiology of the movement is called horizontal flexion. So anything from when you're actually coming from the shoulder, pressing or pushing, that's horizontal flexion. And I love working out the chest. So yes, so it's important that we have a really good technique when we do that, which is just shoulders down and back, chest up nice and high. That's it. Abs are always nice and tight. Your core switched on nice and tight.
Yes, because you need to support all with your core.
That's right. And that gives you an extra 20% with your strength if you do have a switched on core as
right.
well. So
here we go.
Slowly down and then slowly up over 2 seconds each way. And it's really important to have that technique as well because you can actually, Blair, would you stop exercising while I'm speaking, please?
I thought that was what I had to do.
you can keep exercising. It's okay. Right. If it's in your heart to do it, you go for it. It's good for you.
Yeah. Sure. And you know what? You can injure yourself quite severely by not having the right technique when you do the chest press. You can even actually tear a hamstring.
How can you tear a hamstring if you're doing chests?
Well, like I said to you, you've got to actually have the right posture with your upper body. But when you're doing chest presses or bench presses especially, you've got to have your feet planted firmly on the floor, like your heels on the ground. Because if you don't and your heels are up, then you can actually tear. I've actually seen a
friend of mine. So don't bench press in your high heels, boys.
Well, no drag queen should be pressing, no.
That's right.
And if your heels are up, you can actually tear your hamstring. I've actually seen a good friend of mine tear his hamstring.
Because of the bad position of the
Yeah, right. exactly.
The other thing that you've mentioned three things, heels and foot position, but there are other two don't do's that people do. People don't breathe.
Absolutely, it's really, really. No matter what exercise you do, like you should be breathing through the exercise. It's usually breathing in on the easy part of the exercise, like usually on the way down with chest presses, and on the way up on the hard phase, you're breathing out over 2 seconds as well. And it's really easy to get into the habit of breathing,
and then
breathing out, and then pushing it out, driving. Yeah, absolutely. So you can't swing through the exercises.
That, yeah.
You can't swing like Sharon does. You've got to do it super, super slowly and with
I've
control.
Heard about Sharon and her swinging. Yeah.
Yes, I do
we've
swing.
All heard about Sharon.
I shouldn't swing as much as I do, but I kind of like it.
Because your New Year's Eve party last week was legendary.
My New Year's... I exercised on my New Year's party.
Sexercise?
No, I exercised. I tried anyway until my trampoline mat split and I ended up flat on my ass on the ground, but that's another story.
Exactly. For later. The third do not do is hyperextension of the lower back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that hurts.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a natural curve in the spine regardless anyway, and it's really important that trainers don't say to our clients that we should have a flat back. It should be a natural curve. It should be quite, obviously your core switched on, but also that it should have that natural curve in the spine. You should not overarch it because you can slip discs and stuff as well, but definitely have that natural curve as well.
You are listening to Electric. through.
If you're doing this sort of stuff, is there any difference by doing free weights or doing something that's got a bit of support in it?
That is such that's such a good point. At the moment when I'm training a lot of my clients, we're doing stuff that's fully supported. But when you do things like dumbbells and suspension cable training, like Sharon and I do, you have to require more stabilization muscles, stuff that requires more core strength. So yeah, I love going, and that's a development as well, to go from supported machines to bench press to dumbbells. That's an advancement too. So.
And all of those, again, if you've got the right technique and the right position, you're actually going to do okay.
You're going to do great. These strength increases will come gradually, but it's really important to do them gradually as well, and make sure you have the right technique, have the breathing down, and the strength will come with that, and quite quickly as well.
It comes really quickly when you think your face is going to hit the ground and you just think, no, I don't want to go down there, so you just push yourself back up again. Like,
it's funny because it's true.
I actually love using that. What's that rope thingy that we, what's that called?
The cable suspension training.
Thing. Yeah. I love cable. I love suspension as well.
And all of these, the exercise routine and the stuff that Shai's been talking about, will be up on our Facebook and Twitter, which Darcy...
And bodybyshai.com.
Thank you very much. And Darcy, who's over there not taking his shirt off, like all the other men in the studio.
He's being a good boy.
Before we go, guys, can I just have a quick shout-out to to my family in Sydney, my Uncle Ron and my beautiful cousin Felicity, who's listening live streaming right now. Hi, guys. How are you going? I love you very much.
Live streaming.
And I also want to put a shout-out. If my kids are still awake, go to sleep.
Good. That's what I want to hear. Tomorrow, a film I have waited a while and I've got to go and see it, but in the next few days I'm chockers busy, so it's going to have to wait a week or two. I hope it hangs around. Into the Woods comes out tomorrow in Australia.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I have loved this since the late 80s, being a theatre queen. of course, I love Stephen Sondheim. And I just want to share with you a little bit of Meryl Streep doing The Witch and the song Stay With Me, because this is really quite beautiful. We'll be back after the news, which is coming up at 10. You're on Queer Radio at Triple Z.